Here's Chuck on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. The new number in Connecticut for the coronavirus is now 875 confirmed cases in Connecticut on Wednesday afternoon, according to the Department of Public Health. Governor Lamont gave an update on the cases. 106 are hospitalized, 19 deaths, adding that the majority of fatalities are older than 75 years old. The Department of Economic Development Commissioner has discussed small business loans, saying it's available for businesses with up to 100 employees, no interest for 18 months, money for 3 months of operating expenses, capped at $75,000. Applications will be processed on Thursday. The University of Connecticut has announced it'll be giving refunds to students who board and who were part of its education abroad programs. Meanwhile, Connecticut State Colleges and University System has announced that students who were kicked off campus and moved to online classes would also be eligible for a credit. The Department of Labor also announced it's taking steps to address its overloaded system. It said the system became bogged down due to a spike in applications for unemployment benefits. It could take up to 3 weeks now for payments to be disbursed. Metro North will begin reducing train services on Friday as stay-at-home measures to stem the spread of the coronavirus has hit the commuter rail and its sister agencies with unprecedented weekly losses of $125 million. The railroad will run hourly service on the Harlem, Hudson, and New Haven lines, which have seen a 94% dip in ridership since the start of the pandemic. Extra trains will be added during peak commuting hours to deliver first responders, healthcare workers, and others deemed essential to the region's response work. James Taylor and his wife, Kim, are donating $1 million to the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston towards the hospital's Emergency Preparedness Fund to help support the battle against the coronavirus pandemic. His father earned his medical degree at Harvard, completed his internal medicine residency at Mass General, and served as chief resident there in the late 1940s and early 1950s. He was born there in 1948, and Kim has served on the board of Mass General Hospital for Children for the past 5 years. In 2016, the Taylors helped raise $2.6 million for the hospital by performing at a benefit for the MGH Cancer Center. Mass General has been hard hit by the pandemic, having treated for the first person in the state to die from COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. In a statement announcing the donation, hospital officials said MGH is currently treating 29 other patients who tested positive. 9 hospital employees have contracted the virus, and nearly 500 have been furloughed because of potential exposure. Now, in response to the outbreak of the coronavirus, the annual town meeting and election slated for May 18th and 19th in Stockbridge will be pushed back, as Stockbridge appears to be the first Berkshire County town to announce a change in its meeting and voting schedule because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The election will be a two-way race for a three-year select board term between incumbent Terry Flynn, currently the board chairman, and challenger Patrick White, a member of the Conservation Commission and the Stockbridge Bowl Association. The annual town meeting is now set for June 15th, with the election the following day. In Great Barrington, the Department of Public Works is halting their projects and reminds residents not to flush wipes down the drain. The department is also giving town buildings a double dose of cleaning and sanitizing while still removing garbage from around town and being ready for a collapsing culvert or a downed tree. With business as usual coming to a halt across the United States, so have the projects that rural towns in the Berkshires had in flow. Those include repairs to bridges, roads, culverts, town buildings, and repaving of the triplex parking lot. As we announced yesterday, Four Brothers Drive-In Theater in Amenia has been deemed a non-essential business by the state of New York and is now closed. The state, as of Sunday, required all non-essential businesses to close their doors amid the spread of the coronavirus. The Amenia movie site, after the regulations were announced on Friday, claimed they were not included in the action. However, a post on its website yesterday said otherwise. Precautions were being taken by Four Brothers that included reducing, if not eliminating, human-to-human contact by offering online ordering and payments over the phone, a car hop service that delivers phone-ordered food, takeout from the side of the building, and vehicles parking at a set distance from each other. But New York State said no it's still not an essential service. Local police agencies will be taking the lead in ensuring restrictions placed on Dutchess County residents and businesses amid the spread of the coronavirus. Any party who fails to comply with regulations issued by Governor Cuomo could be ticketed or subject to arrest, according to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office. Residents have been recommended to stay inside, according to state police. He noted that the department, as of Tuesday, had not had any issues with compliance and have made no arrests regarding the state regulations. Cuomo ordered non-essential businesses to close and have employees work from home. He also advised citizens to stay home except for tasks such as getting food, medicine, or solitary exercise. He cautioned New Yorkers to stay 6 feet apart in public. The Archdiocese of Hartford has extended the cancellation of public masses through April 30th at churches throughout the Hartford, Litchfield, and New Haven County area, including liturgies of the Holy Week and Easter. The Connecticut Judicial Branch, by the way, says a staff member has tested positive for COVID-19. That employee is a judicial marshal assigned to the Litchfield Judicial District Courthouse located at 50 Field Street, Torrington. The marshal has not been to work since Friday and had been assigned to the control room, which is located in the basement of the building where there is no public access. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 495 points to 21,200.55 yesterday. The S&P 500 wound up the day at 2475.56, and the NASDAQ wound up the day down 33.56 at 7,384.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.